Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
We were already in alien conversations. Talking about all sorts of other things. I said, how receptive, and Jax, you can chime in here, how receptive would Nick have been to me saying, the hat indoors?
Yeah.
I kind of
looks a little weird.
The beanie as well.
But I didn't want to do that because you didn't seem like you're in the type of day where you'd take that very well.
See, that's interesting about it. It's not just the hat indoors, the winter hat indoors. It's the fact that it is in no way, it just does not match my purple shirt at all.
Not even close.
So, and here's the thing.
But wait, I didn't have a good defense for it either. Like, if I was going to go to the table and be like, hey, listen, that beanie indoors, like, I was going to say, are you warm? You know what I mean? And kind of maybe hint at it, like, you can take it off now. But there was no easy entry point into it. And I had a feeling you'd come back and be like, it's a hat. Wear a hat indoors, and I got no rebuttal to that.
No, not really. I don't think I would have a rebuttal. I think I just throw myself. So what happened is Keith put up the video of Mike Mayock talking about Deshaun Watson saying, I don't want him here next year. You guys can watch that video at 92.3 The Fan on X. And there was a missing step in my prep today because I had a lot going on, throwing the chili together. No, this is just, I just forgot. I usually will wear this hat outside, and then I'll have like a ball cap to put on.
Yeah,
because I don't want to worry about my hair. I don't want to worry about my hairline or anything else.
Oh, you just forgot the ball cap.
Forgot the ball cap. But now there's a mop under here that would look even more unruly.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you're doing, man. I've had bad hair days where I'm like, I just can't even. I'm gonna have
it's
to
not
do
good
this.
Today.
I'm gonna have to do this, and this is all that's gonna happen. And you're no one's getting me to take off that hat.
But also, McG on Twitter asking if I'm rolling my eyes. I didn't realize how during these videos I am Adam Gasing like you would not believe. Like I'm like looking over the wall over there. I'm looking back over here. At one point, I'm smirking. No, I'm not rolling my eyes. I just might be having some sort of out of body experience.
Something I'm not sure. Have you picked up on in watching back the videos? We've talked about my RBF and everything.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how often your left eye twitches?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Okay,
yeah, it's nothing to do with you.
No, I made peace with that months ago.
I don't think Dusty ever did. I think Dusty really thought when he saw the eye twitching that I was enraged.
Well, it always happens when you're enraged, but I know it's not towards me. I know it's just a thing that happens in general.
No.
What does your wife say about that?
She doesn't.
She doesn't. Okay. Yeah.
No, right. I had to all these things
in control at this point.
My wife is so nice. I find out all these things the hard way, which is by me watching a video back.
Yeah,
and it's tough. It's tough for the ego.
It's kind of nice though that you learn all these things. I've really enjoyed learning that I have RBF because it's had me. I work on it now. I genuinely I'll work on it. I'll look at somebody looking at me and be like, oh, I see that they think that I'm mad right now. Let me give them a quick smile and make sure that they know. But then my smile, you know, sometimes it's not great either, and that just makes things more awkward. I'm still working on it.
Listen, we can be better. We will be better, but it's going to have to start tomorrow because I'm not exposing this. It's not even a mullet. It is just, it's not even a faux hawk. Like, it's messy, but I don't have enough hair to like style it up to a faux hawk, which is what I would do if my hair were like, but I just got a haircut. So it looks just like a buzz cut, basically. So it's not a good thing. It's basically what I'm saying. But tomorrow.
It's okay.
Tomorrow in the videos. Oh, I'm going to look 1% better.
You seem
can
like,
see it?
You seem
see
like you it? Own no, you an can't. Ohio State coffee shop.
Okay, I'd take that.
Yeah. Like you're gonna
like a good one, a profitable one.
Well, also one that buys back your books at the end of the season because they know it's profitable.
It's a buyback coffee shop.
Yeah, one of those.
I mean, that's a coffee shop with a heart right there.
Yeah, but hey, you even when you serve the coffees and the drinks, you have like the little heart shaped ones. You got the leaf that you can have.
No,
like,
but I'm not the artist, right? I hire
not at all.
People. Okay,
yeah,
that's
not
good.
At all. No,
that's
yeah.
good. So we were talking about this in the pre-show. And everybody seems to think the Browns have a chance to win this game on Saturday, like a real chance.
Yeah.
Ross Tucker yesterday said, I think they're going to win, or something to that effect, as I completely bastardized whatever he said. If only we had audio of that. We don't have audio of that because I forgot to ask for it. But you didn't seem too impressed with the Browns playing spoilers over the next four games and certainly this game.
Well, it's not that I am not impressed. I just don't care if we play the role of spoiler. I love the idea of trying to figure out how we do it, though. And I think I came up with a recipe. Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
All right, so we talked about the Chiefs' defense, and we've talked a decent amount about how good they are and how respected they are and everything else attached to that. Did you realize they don't get many turnovers, the Chiefs' defense? They're 28th in the league in interceptions, Nick. They're not very good at turning the ball over. 10 turnovers, the entire season. And if the one Achilles heel we have is that Jameis Winston is no risky, no bisky, turns the ball over a ton, but the Chiefs' defense doesn't create turnovers, maybe, just maybe, this is the day we've been waiting for.
So it's funny. I actually do like playing spoilers. Because here's the thing. I think what we do when people say, oh, I don't. And by the way, I give them a chance. Although I think Jameis is the kind of quarterback that can test that theory if they don't get turnovers.
He's always the one that can test that theory.
But it's interesting. Like, because you and Keith were kind of going back and forth on it. And I was like, no, I think in a lost season, we are 3-10.
Well, Keith gets me riled up in a way, you know, where if I have a thought and I'm kind of like, do I believe this 100% or just like 90%? How hard do I go here? When Keith is like, hell yeah, I don't like playing. I'm playing spoiler is stupid. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah.
So
you are right.
So the thing is, though, like when you're 3-10, every little victory, it's okay to celebrate them. And I think yes, being the team. And listen, it's not going to stop the Chiefs from going on if they end up being a three-peat. It's not. But it's a thorn in their side.
Right, but like, do I love playing spoiler more than I love watching us get one or two draft picks better?
In the moment, yeah. At the end of the season, you might be like, ah, man, maybe it wasn't worth it.
I was comfortable with the Steelers game, putting the Jimmy Buffett t-shirt on, putting the flip-flops on, and putting my brain on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Don't worry about the sensible thing. Just have fun, enjoy the 3 hours, and try to get the win. I don't know that I'm there for the rest of the season.
I mean, you are the 1 o'clock game this weekend.
Yeah, 4 o'clock game is going to be awesome. Yeah, that window's great.
But you have no competition. Eyes are going to be on you more than anyone else because of Kelsey, because of Taylor Swift. This is almost like a national game because the coverage you're getting. I looked at the coverage map the other day. It is ridiculous.
Is it really?
Where the Browns are as opposed to a 3-10 team.
This is back-to-back weeks. Not that we had a bunch of coverage last week, but it was Jim Nantz and Tony Romo on the call.
So,
and actually, the 2 weeks prior were both national games in and of itself.
So I look at this, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of would enjoy being spoiled. Like, for instance, even if this game you don't care if they play spoilers, the Ravens game at the end of the
year. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here. I think that's another opportunity where you get that win. And in the moment, I'm like, cool.
Well, that win then might actually help the Steelers win the AFC North. So that's going to be a real who do you hate more contest.
I mean, at that point, you hate whoever's in front of you, right?
Like no, I think you hate who you hate. Like, you always say you hate the Steelers more than you hate the Ravens.
Yeah, but I'll still take a win over the Ravens on the road to close out a season if it takes them from being the 2 seed or the 3 seed to being the 5 seed. That would be objectively funny.
Okay. It would be objectively funny. I think the Chiefs game, if you do win that one, although I don't care about playing spoiler, I do care about the idea that all summer long and all offseason long, people are going to go back to the idea that you beat the Chiefs.
So what's interesting about that
you're going to do that.
You know, but I think that's what's interesting is because the Steelers win was seen as such a, oh, this is how Stefanski and Barry are right. I'm not fire Stefanski and Barry guy. I'm trying to wait for my decision at the end of the year. I'm disgusted that they're 3-10, and I'm more disgusted that people outside of Cleveland don't have an original thought on this setup.
They all got the same memo.
Yeah, it's a little too groupthinky for me, which in fairness is sports media at kind of a big level. There's just not a lot of original thought there on a national level. Really, the only interesting thought tends to be on like the siloed local levels. Like, listen, you're to right. The Steelers talked about nationally and listen to them talk at the fan in Pittsburgh. The fan in Pittsburgh has much more interesting conversations
for
than
sure.
The national crowd. Now,
for sure.
Sorry, that was a big... I'm off my soapbox now. It doesn't span my
growth.
But you're
right about that, though. You are. And like we both have done national shows. Like, we know going into that, it's like, oh, I'm going to give my thoughts on this team because I watch football and I care about this, but it's not going to... No chance it's going to be more in-depth than what Pony actually thinks in Pittsburgh.
But I'm sure, on some level, that there are fans who want the Browns to lose the next 4 games because it will increase the odds of some sort of change in that dynamic with Barry and Stefanski. So it's interesting, and I don't know how to say this. I wonder how many fans are watching this game this weekend hoping that they'll play spoiler versus hoping that it'll be the next domino that might put more pressure on Jimmy Haslam to make a decision that the fan wants.
Yeah, it's fascinating because I don't know where our fan base would be. I don't know where the Browns are because there are people out there that want Stefanski gone, Nick. There are people out there that want Barry gone. There are people, despite every national person coming on and saying otherwise, they don't want to see these people in charge anymore. So what do you do in that instance?
By the way, Laura saying that I just look bored. It's just, so the reason what happens is when we're on a call, it's weird if you and I make eye contact. Like when you and I are having a conversation, we're always in lockstep. There's a prolonged eye contact.
Yeah.
When you have a call, you can't. And so I tend to like, all right, what's the next question? So I look to my computer. I look to Jack because there's communication there. I look to Jake because there might be communication there. But it does look very Adam Gase. I almost said Adam Gacy, and then I realized too close to John Wayne Gacy. But it is. It's like I'm following the taco around the screen there. Of just, where am I going there? But yeah, bored is a great way to put it there. Not great, Bob. Pete Futek. We'll talk Bill Belichick in Chapel Hill and the lack of buzz for the Heisman next on 92.3 The Fan.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.